All right, so joining us here in the media center here at Texas Motorplex is your Pro Stock Motorcycle Provisional number one qualifier and the winner of the $5,000 bonus here Friday night here in Dallas, Richard Gadsden, who went 6.747. 201 miles an hour. If that holds, that'd be a second number one qualifier of the season. Kind of another cool little bonus for you here. In this first season, we've talked before about just the first win, the first number one qualifier night. Get kind of a cool Friday night bonus for you. Yeah. Is that something you can enjoy in the midst of this kind of championship battle?
Yeah, for sure. Even championship battle aside, I've always wanted to. We have a lot of specialty low qualifier Friday night. We have a few of them throughout the year. None of them are like the Stampede's one though, to get up there on the bowl. And I've always wanted to sit up there. I don't think I ever have. So this was pretty cool. Being here and all the festivities that they put on, this is an amazing event. It's becoming my favorite event. So to be low on our Friday night session here is pretty cool. Now, from the championship standpoint, obviously I'm counting every point I can find. So I picked up 3-3, just feeling good about the bike, feeling good about the performance. And, I'm holding on for, I was just telling Miss Wade, I'm holding on for dear life right now. So I'll take anything I can get right now, so.
Early on the season, I think everybody was looking at things like McGage again, maybe first, Richard second. You've kind of flipped that script now, and based on those two runs, either you have a better bike or you're doing a better job with it than Gage is quite better than him on both runs. Is this something you're doing, something they found in the tune-up?
It's just I made better runs those two runs. In the first run, it was almost identical. I think it was 6 thou faster. But that's Gage and Andrew at any moment, like tomorrow, that can be polar opposite. Like, he could go up there at any moment and lay down something big. I think he had a little bit of trouble on that last run. Looking at the early numbers, I think I would have still got it. But, at any moment that could flip, or even Braden, or even Matt. I don't know what the heck's going on right now. I know these two runs today, it stuck for me. And tomorrow's conditions, I'm expecting, I haven't like, really looked at the weather, but I'm expecting them to be worse, being as though they're not a night session, so hopefully that holds for me.
Because of that, I mean, last year you were in the battle too, and towards the end didn't have the bike, maybe the experience. You feel like now, if it comes down to a Pomona showdown, you've got the riding style, you've got the skill, you've got the experience.
Yeah, I'm a really modest dude, so I don't like to but I'll give myself some credit. I think last year, from the countdown on, I think I rode pretty good. But we something happened to that motorcycle in St. Louis, and it never woke up again. It just like, I went to the first two finals in the countdown, Maple Grove and Charlotte. And then St. Louis on, I lost some tight races, Chase Van Sant, Hector, Ron and Steve. Not that I'm keeping track of everybody, but I just couldn't seem to, we couldn't figure out how to make it run. We figured that out between Gainesville and Charlotte one this year, and it's been pretty solid ever since. So the riding part, you feel good, but it's a different I'll say swagger when you know you have a bike too, and so do other people. But it's just, it makes me feel like I'm in the fight, I'm in the hunt. They gotta worry about me just like I gotta worry about them. And we just kind of finding our stride, we're finding our groove. Me and Eddie are starting to have a really good chemistry. That's kind of one of the hidden things that people don't give. Gage is an amazing rider, Andrew's an amazing tuner, but them two together are like a match made in heaven. And I think me and Eddie are kind of getting that kind of stride too. He's doing a phenomenal job of tuning.
It just takes time.
Yeah, right. it definitely takes time.
To be, this race and two more, this close to the end of the season, how are you managing the intensity?
I think that, there's a lot of cliche things I can say, right? But in all honesty, the best emotion I can tell you is I'm just holding on. Like, I'm like, 29 points is 3 races. All of a sudden, these 3 races seem like they're taking too long. I'm number one in points. I just want the season to, like, stop right here. So, I'm just trying to stay rested up, just trying to stay level-headed, trying to stay consistent, and it's gonna happen. It's already written. It's really I just gotta not be my own worst enemy, and I think we can do it. I got as much of a shot at it as anybody else. So whatever intensity I feel, they feel too. So I'll take that, knowing that it's even.
what are you learning about yourself through all this process, and kind of where your strengths are, kind of what you're focused on as far as improving or just kind of focusing on to get through all this?
Learning a lot. I learned that you have to learn how to lose. You really got to learn how to lose because you're going to do it.
Yeah.
At no fault to you or whatever. You're going to hear a lot of things said. You know, people at analysts have to, they don't know what's going on in our trailers. They don't know the data. They're going to have opinions. People on the internet are going to have opinions. I used to be a guy that would like kind of bark back a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm learning I have to turn down the volume. I always say turn down the volume and just stay focused on what I'm doing. I confide in Eddie a lot. Anybody on my team at any moment when I'm starting to feel weak in some of these situations. But, I feel confident in the fact that one thing I learned about myself is when I put my visor down, nothing matters, nothing affects me. I might be thinking about the world underneath the tower right here, but as soon as I flip my visor down, I'm completely at ease. And I've learned to just trust in that, learn to trust that I don't have to think about anything. I'm gonna pop the clutch and ride the motorcycle, what I've been doing my whole life.
Right.
And if I just do that and don't worry about it, do what comes natural to you, I can win some races.
Yeah, awesome. Rich, appreciate it. Great night tonight. Good luck to you tomorrow.
Thank you guys, appreciate it.